Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Sioux Falls-based singer-songwriter Shantara Bird has released a new single, The Magic of Christmas. She returns to the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls this morning for Moment in Sound and to update us on her other aspects of her music career. Shantara, welcome back. It's great to have you here again.
Hello, I'm really happy to be back. It's fun.
Yeah, judging from your Facebook page, you're a very busy person, always creating something. Are things pretty fast-paced for you right now?
Yeah, I try and keep myself busy. Every day, my goal is to just take one step forward, whether it's just a tiny step or if I'm jumping, but I have to do something to move forward.
Just yesterday, you went live, and I believe you were creating some art for an upcoming show. Is that right?
Yes. So I'm going to be performing on December 20th at Biggs, and that's going to be a food drive. So if you come, just donate some cans of food, and we're going to be giving those away. So it's basically a free show. We're just trying to give back to the community. There's going to be a lot of people there, Minority Falls and DC One and Only, lots of people.
Sounds like a lot of fun. We're going to talk about your new song, The Magic of Christmas, in a little bit. And we'll save that for last today and have that be our highlight. Are you ready to perform a number for us right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So this first one is going to be Morning Cup. And I did this song with Gustavo Martins and Dylan West. Gustavo has the Moonlight Collective downtown. So they're really creative guys who just sit around and make some amazing music. And I'm really happy I got the chance to work with them.
Sounds great. Okay, this is Morning Cup. And again, Shantara Bird, our guest this morning for a Moment in Sound on In the Moment.
In the morning time, when I wake up and I see the sunrise, sets my heart on fire, and I feel so good just taking my time. Ooh, 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 ooh. Nothing can compare, Mother Nature got my name on her lips, breathe the open air. I've been waiting for this. Pour my morning cup and I'm out the door. Got a lot ahead of me and I've never felt so sure. Nothing can compare. Mother Nature got my name on her lips. Breathe the open air. New day, oh, I've been waiting for this. You know, I've been waiting for this. Pour my morning cup and I'm out the door. God, we'll be right back.
Morning Cup. That is Shantara Bird, our guest for Moment in Sound, SDPB Radio. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's once again, it's really good to have you back in studio. I can't remember, it was earlier this year, wasn't it?
I do believe so. I think I came in like maybe June or late May.
Yeah. But again, things have been busy for you since then. And you mentioned the gentleman that you're working with, collaborating with. Talk to me more about them and their talents and how you're just, how you seem to be such a great team, how you enjoy working with them.
So I do most of my songs with different people. This first one, Morning Cup, is with Gustavo Martins, and he is an amazing guitar player and a really good producer. And so he had created this little cutesy beat thing, and I wrote some lyrics to it, and it was a little bit different when we started out, but then he handed the song over to Dylan West, and that guy has an extreme talent for creating really well-produced music, and so he's the one that put in that big, like, bam, 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 the, like, really cool electronic stuff that's going on, and oh my gosh, it just... It makes me so proud, like happy.
The one thing that strikes me about you is that, and I noticed this right away when you were here, it was actually May 10th, I guess, your first time for Moment in Sound, is your confidence. You come in here, you sit down, you're totally relaxed and just go right into your song. You don't need much for sound check or warm up. You just let her rip. I mean, it's a confidence that I'm impressed with. Where does that come from?
I don't know. When I was in school, I was bullied. And after a few years, I started going to summer camp and I really found myself. And then I've traveled a lot and I don't really feel like I need to impress anyone. Mm-hmm. So this is what I love to do. And you're going to watch me do it.
That has to be something too, when you're mentioning collaborating, working with different people, it seems like you're really adaptable to maybe they have ideas that you're willing to work with and kind of go their direction maybe.
Yeah, my favorite thing is when people have ideas to bring to the table because, like, I know not everything that comes out of my mouth is going to be good. Like, you can cut some stuff and tell me that it needs to be changed. And, I mean, I might be a little stubborn because, you know, that's my idea that you're shooting down there. But I don't really mind that much in the long run. And if you've got something better that you can put in place of that, then I will accept that and I will praise you for your services.
Do you write all of your own lyrics?
I do, yeah.
Having that confidence, does that help maybe with like writer's block? Is that a way to maybe get past that? Or do you still have like writer's block like many other artists do?
I don't know. I think it depends. Like my favorite way to write is when I can go into the studio. Me and Mad Max have been going into the studio, and he will play, like, just mess around with a beat. He'll start building it, and I'll be in the background listening to what he's doing, and I'm like, I like that. And I think of, like, a little melody, and I write it down. And then the other day, we wrote a song in 2 hours, and it was really good. I'm excited for when that one's done.
Yeah. Shantara Bird is our guest for Moment in Sound, and still to come, we'll hear The Magic of Christmas, her brand new single, which was released at the end of November. I saw a video on your YouTube or Facebook page, I think it was, where you played the ukulele to that song.
Yeah, so I released a video like a year ago when I wrote the song because I wanted to give the people a Christmas song. And then, you know, that's how it goes in music. You write it a year, 1 year, and then you record it the next year. And it just takes a long time to do that whole process. But I'm really excited that finally I got into the studio with it.
Are you a multi-instrumentalist or do you just maybe stick to strings?
I don't stick to strings at all. I hate playing the ukulele. Oh. I just do it because the people like it and it helps me write songs. So like I know some basics, but if I could have someone play with me all the time, I would just never touch an instrument again.
Oh, not you don't play keyboards then? Because no. A lot of people write music on keyboards.
I would like to get like an electronic keyboard. I should have asked for that for Christmas. But no, I don't really mess around with the instruments that much. A lot of the songs, I just come up with a melody in my head and then I have it there.
We have another song for our listeners this morning with you. We're actually going to listen to the recorded version because that's the track we have. We have the track with the vocals already on there. So do you want to set this up and tell us a little bit about it?
So I wrote this song for my current boyfriend because, you know, when you meet someone and you're like, hey, I like hanging out with you. I want to spend my time with you. And it's just, it's a fun time. I shot a video out in Philadelphia for it with a friend. And you can find that on YouTube there. It's a little bit longer because there's a little segment where I ask some people to dance, but they say yes. So
how recent is this song? When did you write this one?
I wrote this one more than a year ago, like a year and a half ago, and then I came out with it in September, I believe. And we did the video in September as well.
All right, let's hear it with you from Shantara Bird. Baby, it's me. Once again, Shantara Bird, Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio with you, the song there. And you mentioned going to Philadelphia to record a video. Why Philadelphia?
Well, I went to Philadelphia originally, I don't know, because I have a lot of friends there. Mm-hmm. And then I also wanted to do a show. And I just... You know, like I said, I'm trying to do like something every day. And when the opportunity presents itself to you, I met this guy, he did videos. I'm like, okay, let's do that. Cause that would be really fantastic. Cause they ended up canceling my show when I went there. So that was a little bit sad, but you know, I'll get him next time.
I find it interesting. You were talking about possibly going over to the UK and hoping maybe to get a show in over there. Yeah. And there's a lot of artists locally that have developed friendships. They've networked with people over in Ireland and England and Scotland, and they've been able to do strings of shows over there. That would be pretty exciting.
I really hope that works out. My friend is getting married in the UK, and I thought that it seemed like a good opportunity to travel, which I love. And if I'm traveling, then I might as well try and see if there are some venues that are looking for artists.
Good luck with that. That would be really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You collaborate with a lot of people. Are you collaborating on any projects currently right now that are in the works?
Yes, I'm collaborating with Max. Subrift is his artist name. He does a lot of producing, and like I said, we just went into the studio the other day and we wrote a song in about 2 hours. So far we've got 2 songs that we're working on. Neither one is finished yet, but I'm really excited for when they are, because it's some cool new music.
I also noticed too, one of the things you were excited about is that you sold a jingle to a business.
Yeah.
So a different part of your music career. Can you give us some details on that?
So I've been writing jingles my entire life. I wrote them for Oreo and blah, blah, blah. Nobody bought them or anything, but I sing them. My family knows it. But now I've been trying to branch out and actually do this for people. So we wrote a theme song for Kaizen. They have a show called Mondays that goes live on Facebook every Monday. And so we wrote a theme song for them. And after that, Lynette from Open Space heard our song, and she's like, hey, can you guys write me a jingle as well? I want one for my business. Mm-hmm. And she does weddings and birthday parties, business meetings. It's just a good venue to rent out. It's really beautiful there. And so she asked us to do that for her, and we have.
So to have one of those in your portfolio is nice, and
yeah.
Hopefully that will spur some others. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had mentioned when you were here back in the spring, a move to California. Is that still in the works? Or?
Oh, well, see, the thing is, I constantly am wanting to get out of here. I want to go somewhere warm. And there's always something on the back burner, but the plans don't always work out. So possibly we'll move to California. Now we're talking about maybe going to Spain as well, though, which would be nice for me. I love speaking Spanish. So mm-hmm. If I'm in a Spanish speaking country, then that makes me happy.
We all want to go somewhere warm, especially yeah. This time of year. And you've kind of been dealing with some of that respiratory stuff like a lot
of
us. Yeah.
It's a nightmare out there. It's like snowing right now, I think.
Live shows in 2020. You mentioned December 20th. You have the show at
Biggs.
Biggs, yes. Over on the west side of Sioux Falls. Anything else on the schedule for late this year or maybe early 2020?
I don't have anything in the works right now. We're thinking about possibly trying to do a show at So Good. Oh, So Good. That is in one of the towns up north here. I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly which one, but maybe in February. But no, I don't have a whole lot. Oh, except I guess maybe we probably will have one on November in October, I apologize, for Domestic Violence Awareness. We had one show this year, Behind the Mask, and there's a song, Crumbling, where if you buy or donate in the name of that song, I will give half of the proceeds to local charities who fight domestic violence.
Yeah, and we should mention some of your social media. Where can listeners go to find you and listen and see some of your creations?
You can check out my website, shantarabird.com, or on all social media, at Shantara Bird, except for Twitter, it's at Bird Shantara, which is... I don't know how to change that.
Let's talk about Christmas. We're still going to hear the magic of Christmas, your new song. What's Christmas looking like for you in 2019?
Well, I can tell you I'm feeling major Christmas vibes right now, which is different from previous years. You know, after you grow out of being a kid, I think it's a little harder to, like, really embrace all of the beauty and wonder that is going on around mm-hmm. you, because there are so many hectic things as an adult you have to do. But this year I'm trying to take a step back and just feel it.
One of the nice things for us is our location here in Sioux Falls, right along Phillips. We're just kind of across from Falls Park. So as the day grows long and it gets closer to 5 o'clock, the lights come on and mm-hmm. and we really get the feel of Christmas here in our location. It's really beautiful. Tell us about the origination of The Magic of Christmas, how this song came about.
So I wrote it last year, and it's about my experience with Christmas. I remember every morning, every Christmas morning, my dad would put on this CD, and it was just these giant bells that would wake us up every morning. And so we would all run down the stairs, and we would look, and there were Christmas presents under the tree, and we all had to sit down and be calm because we were like squirming around. And then my mom or my dad would take the presents and pass them out to each of us. And then we would take turns opening them. And then later on, we would go see my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and stuff. And we would end up back at home at the end of the night by ourselves watching Christmas movies. And it was just like a
beautiful
day.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to do it, too. Everybody takes turns. It kind of just extends that part of Christmas out a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, The Magic of Christmas. Are you ready?
All right.
Shantara Bird, again, her new single, The Magic of Christmas, on Moment and Sound from SDPB Radio.
Steps in the snow that fell. There's laughter coming from below, so I head to the stairwell. I happen upon my family with their endless stories to tell. And that's the magic of Christmas. Oh, it feels something like this. It's ready with the camcorder to capture the memories. Mom passes out the presents that were left beneath the tree. The little ones squirming around, waiting less than patiently, have yet to learn that it's better to give than to receive. And it's the magic of Christmas. It feels something like this. It's the magic of Christmas. It feels something like this. The company dwindled away, leaving us final few. We gather round the fireplace, warming our fingers cold and blue. So comforting when just outside, a winter wonderland in view. I asked my father what's his favorite gift. He said spending time with you. And it's the magic of Christmas. It feels something like this. It's the magic of Christmas. It feels something like this.
The Magic of Christmas. That's Shantara Bird, brand new single. And you heard it live right here on Moment in Sound, SDPV Radio, and In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke in for Lori Walsh. Thank you very much for letting us share that and have that for our listeners today.
Thank you for letting me drop by. You can find all of my music on iTunes, Spotify, and any platform that you listen to music on.
What kind of response have you had on the song so far?
I think people think that it's pretty. They think of it as like a soundtrack song. Maybe I should give it to Hallmark.
That's not bad. I can definitely see that. That would be great. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You talked earlier about working in several genres, and you're good at it. I mean, your voice varies. I mean, what do you have favorite genres, or just kind of talk about the wealth of genres that you're working in?
I like to think of myself as a soul music artist. And the thing about your soul is that you can put it into anything. So it makes it a little easier to transition. And I think that pop music is probably one of my least favorite genres to do, just because it's, I don't know, there's a lot more control that goes into it. And I think that I need to think a lot more about what I'm doing, rather than when it's like a rock song or like R&B or something, I can kind of let myself be a little looser with it.
It's actually more like self-indulgent, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
But you can be a little more self-indulgent, kind of vamp a little bit, where they kind of stick to like, you know, that 3-minute format and bang, bang, and it's done. Yeah. Shantara Bird, The Magic of Christmas is the new song. And again, ShantaraBird.com, right?
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
You can find her all over social media. Thank you very much. You're welcome back anytime. You're a friend of the program. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. I've had a great time.
You're welcome.